What will you be able to tell us about your grave? Was it a piece of heaven or a piece of hell? Were you actually able to answer the three questions in the grave? Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is your prophet? Or will you have said, la adri, I don't know. Will it be furnished from heaven or furnished from hellfire? Or will it expand as far as your eyesight can see, or did it actually collapse your ribs? And what kind of gate opened in your grave when you went there? Was the door open to see your place in heaven? Ameen. So you can say, Rabbi Adam is Sa'am. So I can go back to my family and friends. Go ahead, establish the hour of Allah. Or will you say, Rabbi La Tuqim is Sa'am? Allah, don't establish the hour. So if you go to sleep tonight, are you ready to lay your head back up? Or do you think you're going to put your head on the pillow and that's it? Are you ready for your name to be called? Because that's all it takes. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'iddu lahul maut. Prepare death for them. That's it. That's the only thing I'm going to leave you with today. It's a question that you have to answer, but you have to be honest with yourself. That's it, wallahi. So before you go to sleep today, just ask yourself, am I ready to put my head on the pillow and not raise it up again? Or am I okay with it to be taken away in my sleep, like what the Quran says? Would I really worry about what kind of car I was driving, where I was living, and who would like me or not on Facebook? And wallahi, you won't think about it. You will just say, قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ. Wallah, give me one more chance, take me back, so I can do well. But will you be able to do that? La wallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last words to be La ilaha illallah, and the best of actions in deeds can be the last of actions in deeds.